Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Annabelle Ross, award-winning and best-selling author, Fahrenheit, The Journey of Transformation and the White Within. You can find out more about me on my website, theannabelleross.com, as well as the what, the podcast today, and follow me on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. Everything is available for free. You'll be able to find a lot of information about how to transform your life and what steps to take you from traumatic experience to successful career. So today we have for the second time Amy Charon. She's going to share, to continue her story about dealing with people who made her life living hell, and she's targeted individual and even took away her little daughter. So hi, Amy Charon, I cannot wait to hear your story. And we have about 2 callers online waiting for to ask you a question.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Hi, who is this? Hello.
This is Wilbur. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Fine. How are you? Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm doing very good. It's very warm down in Texas. How is it out there on the West Coast? Oh, before I go on, I want to congratulate you on your award that you received. So you're doing a lot for children and for mothers and for women, and I really respect that very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. How kind of you. Do you have a question for Amy?
Yes. We've had a debate going on, Amy and I, for a while now. And she's accused me of several felonies and other things. And I would like her to explain to the audience just what a criminal I am. And I will abstain from saying anything until she has her peace.
Okay. Well, Wilbur, first of all, I'm not going to use up the radio show for this. You have been reported to the FBI with witnesses. You have an official case number. I can read it off to you right now. Johnny,
I have a pen, Amy. Would you please read it off, and then I'll have Ted check it
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. You're under investigation for cyber stalking me, harassing me. You put my address on a private 911 call when you know that I'm in danger. So I'm not down with that, sir. You have terrorized me, which I have plenty of screenshot proofs of it. You have done numerous videos without. I thought
Amy,
you said you're going to let me talk.
Yes, the
sir, you have been putting my YouTubes that are marked on friends only when you're blocked. You've been putting them all over social media. What right do you have to take my privacy and put it all over YouTube?
You're sending me those YouTubes, son.
Come on now. You and I have known each other 10 years.
No,
you have turned against me when you were nothing but for me. I have all the screenshots to prove. Sir, you turned against me because you admitted my stepdad contacted you.
Listen to me. You have many friends on your Facebook page. Are we agreeing on that?
I mean, you know how Facebook friends are. I mean,
well, I know.
Yes.
But you have many. All right. One of your friends is I, Jackie, okay? Need I say any more?
Who?
I, Jackie.
Who? Jackie? Jackie's on my Facebook?
It's not under her name, of course. It's not under her name, but she is on your, and you share with
Stop
her
it.
All the time. Please continue.
Let me, Johnny, let me listen to him. Please don't talk. Do not do
anyway,
this. Let
Amy,
me listen to him.
Amy, continue. I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead.
But, Wilbur, I don't want, you, in my opinion, you've changed so much. 10 years ago, or let's give it less than 10 years ago, you were all for that my daughter was unlawfully taken, and you fell into exactly what you told me you wouldn't, because you know they're always going to make you look crazy. You know CPS is always going to make you look like you're a piece of junk, and you went from completely supporting me to completely tearing me down. And, I mean, posting a picture of Johnny with makeup, that's really childish. Johnny is
Amy,
a good man.
Amy, listen. I didn't post
okay,
that
I will listen, but I wanted the audience to know that we were
know,
at
well,
Christian Dior. We were at Christian Dior where I used to work, and they had electronic,
right.
They had a machine that put You walk by him and it put makeup on you, and Johnny thought it was funny. It was never meant to be on YouTube. Now people are going to think he's a transvestite. Wilbur, that's not nice. Johnny's an orphan that was severely abused. His mother was died when he was like 10. He doesn't deserve that.
I don't care. Listen to me. I honest to God don't know what picture you're talking about. The only pictures I've seen of Johnny, and I even admitted it in one of my videos, he's better looking than me. Okay, and as far as makeup on his face, really, my granddaughter, Puck, she has makeup programs, and she makes a big thrill out of putting makeup on my face. Do away with that. It means nothing. I don't think any less of Johnny because he got into a prank at Christian Dior's. Please continue.
Well, somebody is claiming they're you and put it on social media, and it could be hackers, but that was what got me really upset because Johnny is the most peaceful guy. He is so non-drama.
I will own up to a lot in this, but I honest to God didn't do that. I really didn't. That would have been nothing. Just nothing to me. Go on.
All right.
Here's what I want you to talk about. Now, you have accused me of stealing all of your stuff, and I want you to explain to the audience, detail by detail, how I did that.
All right. So I don't have the dates in front of me, but approximately, we'll go with approximate, on the very day that I won the case against Officer Kenneth Truce, who retaliated against me, which you don't know is our history went back on going all the way back to CPS when my daughter was first taken. He had already threatened me, harassed me. It was reported. So on the day that I won the case where he legally arrested me, whatever it was, 7 years later, I finally caught him in his dirty act. And I called you from the courthouse. I had witnessed a suicide, if you remember, coming out of the courthouse. I was completely traumatized. I knew that homeless man. I had helped that homeless man. And I called you in tears. And I thought you acted very bizarre. You weren't, like, sympathetic. You weren't like, oh, my God, I'm sorry you saw a man jump off a bridge in front of you and drown in front of you. So I was too traumatized to get my stuff at that moment. But I said, I do want my things. Somehow, since that day, you have told me that everything burned down in a fire to doing a video saying how the dumb BS.
Okay. Let me interrupt you. I'm not interrupting you, but I want to explain. I never got a phone call from you concerning a suicide. The only phone call I got was from Stephen Steele. It is recorded, and it is up on YouTube. And I swear to God, that's the truth. I did not know you had witnessed a suicide. Had I known that, I was in production at the time. I didn't take the call. Stephen left a message, and I took the message. Okay? Now, go on. You're going to explain how I stole all this stuff. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I didn't know about the Stephen thing, but anyway, I called the 1-800 suicide hotline, who a young man stayed on the phone with me. Not that I was suicidal, that I needed, you know, some kind of whatever trauma, you know, from seeing the suicide, that I needed some help. So I stayed on the phone. The guy was nice enough to stay with me all night long. I couldn't believe a suicide hotline would stay on the phone with you all night. The next day, I woke up sicker than a dog. I was so sick for, I can't remember, I want to say 9 days, 10 days. Next thing I knew, internal affairs detectives were all calling me to do sworn affidavits against Officer Kenneth Truce and all this stuff. And I was so overwhelmed with that. But I told Stephen, we got to go get the things. Next thing I know, Stephen said, you were not giving anything back, that you told me to F off and all this. And that's when I got angry.
Okay.
And I was like, there's...
Okay. All right. That explains the next phone call. Your things, and you know this is the truth. I did not go over there with Sonny and Cowboy and Stephen that night and unload that stuff. It went into Joe's shed on top of his stuff. Also, I did not know what was in that shed. I never observed those items. I didn't live there at that time, and I don't live there now. That house no longer belongs to the family. It belongs to a Mormon man, okay? But that having been said, I don't know the disposition of your things. I saw what went to the curb, not knowing what went into the shed. I assumed what came out of the shed, what was in it. For all I know, the majority of your things may still be in the shed. I haven't been there. It belongs to another man. He's probably given them to the Mormon church. I don't know, and that's the gospel truth. I have no interest in your father's work. Your father was a great composer. I've looked up his discography. Brilliant man. Love his music. Wonderful man. Okay. My style of music and his is at opposite ends of the field. I have no interest in it. Another thing, my family has means. We have many homes. I have hardwood furniture here. I live comfortably. I have no need in taking anything from a lady who's down her luck. I would not do that. That's the part that angers me more than anything.
Okay, so let me ask you if Stephen instigated this, because I still don't understand why he took off for now almost 2 years, but let's just say for argument's sake, can you find out if my grandfather clock is there and my dad's music and all these things that are important to me, my jewelry, can you call?
I tell you what I will do is I will go over there tomorrow and I will meet with the owner, the new owner. He called me and he said, what is all this stuff in the shed? Because he's a Mormon. He wants to do woodworking, okay? I said, a lady left it there. I guess you own it now. It has nothing to do with us. I'll go and ask him. Let me, the first time I will look in the shed.
Well,
I'll tell you what, I will do that for you. I will go and look, and I will tell you honestly, Amy, this is what I see, okay? Most of the time when you were accusing me, I was in the desert. I wasn't even here, but this is what I see. And I told Stephen, I think in a text, I'm not sure, I told Stephen, the stuff stayed there before the man moved in. It was in the shed for a year and a half, and my ex-wife, Pam, I told her, Amy's stuff is still in the shed. And it's not hurting anything. It's not hurting anything. I mean, it wasn't like it was sucking oxygen or anything. So I was looking forward to the day when you came popping up and accused me of everything, and we opened the door, and I say, Amy, there's your stuff, and the only thing that's been added is a few cobwebs. Now, there's another thing that happened. My husband-in-law, Joe, my ex-wife's deceased husband, his daughter and his granddaughter were meth heads, and they were always robbing the house. In fact, that's what Frenchie was doing there, to keep them from robbing the house. I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know if they ever broke into the shed. They always tried to steal their father's tools. I stopped them several times. I'm not responsible for that. But I personally, and this is the part that hurt me, I personally never reached out to do you any harm concerning your items. I never did that. I would never if you had a coffee table in there and I need a coffee table, I wouldn't even move it into the house. And that's the part.
Well, Wilbur, let me just say this much. You know that I lost everything fighting CPS. That was, honest to goodness, whether you believe me or not, it was over $250,000 worth of stuff. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that you say you didn't open up the boxes, but I had original Louis Eichardt artwork. I had jewelry, even David Yurman jewelry. I had a Persian rug that I think you even commented how beautiful it was.
It was beautiful, yes. I will give you credit where credit's due. But what I'm trying to appeal is your logic. I appreciate if you had things in that shed that were valuable. I will say maybe so. As I sit here right now, I'm looking at a sterling silver chocolate pot that was molded by Paul Revere. Why would I want to steal your rugs?
Well, I'm just saying, figure out what's going on, Wilbur.
But there are other callers online, and I want to give them a chance to ask her a question.
All right, Amy, thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. Okay?
Thank you.
All right,
please continue.
Please do the right thing,
Wilbur.
I will
look at some stuff for you, Amy. Okay.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you for calling. Hello, is it... can you please ask a question, Amy, the number 111, who is this? Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, is it me?
Yeah. What is your question for Amy?
This is Becky with the good hair from Houston. My question is to Amy, when you claim numerous times that you've been robbed or Johnny's been robbed, and you showed a picture of his black eye. Why was it makeup?
It's not makeup. The police met with him and a detective with his black eye. He met in person the police. We have the police report and a detective. Don't let him get rid of this caller, Diana. These are the trolls that are harassing and stalk me. I know her voice. This is a lady that's been harassing me. Get rid of her, please.
Okay. Okay.
These are the people that I've been telling you about that have been harassing me. That's the lady that
but
I believe showed up at my work.
Excuse me,
ma'am. It's not makeup. You can see the swelling. Bye-bye. You're a waste of time. Get a life. Good day, ma'am.
I do have a
okay,
life.
Next person.
No,
oh, be quiet. Hello,
I,
be quiet. You're a liar. You're a liar. You've been bugging me for months. Goodbye, lady. Get a life, you loser.
Johnny,
she's saying your black eye was fake. This lady, crazy lady, saying your black eye was fake. Ma'am, lady, get a life. He met with the detective. He met with the police. And get a life. Bye.
Oh,
Diana,
wow.
Can you get rid of her?
Yeah, of course. Let me
get rid of her.
Person.
My God, we have police records on this. We have an investigator that met with them. We met with the homicide department. They saw how bad his eye, his forehead, everyone saw it. She's a weirdo. Can you believe she's saying it was makeup? Oh, my God. Okay, bye. Okay, who's next, Diana?
We're going to find
that's that stupid lady that thinks I came
to
my work.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
I mean, these are just like stalkers.
Who is 901? Hello? Yeah. What is, who is this? Yeah. Who is this? Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Jeff.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Who's
this? What is your question? Yeah, I can hear you.
I have a question for Amy, Charon. Miss Charon, of Charon, have you no shame or anything? The way that you manipulate people, the way that you constantly accuse
all right,
people
so this
of
is
things,
obvious
the way,
that these are the people
the
that are
that
under
you,
investigation
the
with the FBI.
Always
Diana, I'm going to end this because
okay,
I can't do radio with these callers coming in.
No,
I mean, this has already gone to the FBI. These are stalkers. These are evil people. These are not peaceful people. You are another troll. Goodbye, sir. Goodbye. Goodbye, sir. It's already been reported to the FBI. See ya. Bye-bye. They're like calling.
What is your number, Amy? I don't
want to. Calling the show.
Okay. Okay,
Diana, we're going to deal with this because these people are out to get me. It's already been reported to the FBI.
Yeah,
you know what it's like to be targeted. These are people that are targeting me. Hi, Mr. Rothwell. Hello, Mr. Rothwell. I'm pretty sure it's you. Goodbye, sir. All right, let's go next. These are just like punks.
Hello,
I mean,
hello,
is there anyone that has like a brain that can come on the show?
Yes.
I mean, really.
And ask a question like intelligent person.
Diana?
Not a question without asking. Yeah, hi. Who is this?
Toby?
Yeah. What is your question?
Diana, let me explain what's happening. Your radio site went on a troll site on Facebook. I screenshot it. They put on a troll site that literally had the lead header, troll, call in the station. I screenshot it and put it on my Facebook yesterday. So these are my stalker trolls that are doing this. So it's not worth it to take
these calls. No, Diana, you told me to call today.
Yeah, can you, what is your question? Please be nice to each other. And
I
don't want
nice.
Arguing. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I
what is
know,
your question for Amy? Yeah.
Are you? This is Toby. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, another psycho stalker who's been reported to the police. Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Okay, Diana, I'm going to have to end the show.
No,
these
no,
are the trolls that were reported.
That. Okay.
I'm not going to listen to this. This lady threatened my life. She's harassed me. She's been reported to the police. This isn't going to work. Toby Hewitt, you're also under investigation. You better get off the phone and get
I
a life. Get a life, ma'am. All right. I can't take these calls anymore, Diana.
These
people have been reported. These are the people that have been terrorizing me. She threatened my life.
Okay.
She threatened Johnny's life. I can't have these people calling in.
Okay. I
got a serious question for her.
Yeah, okay. What is your question?
Diana, go on my Facebook and look. It literally says, bless the little trolls or something, and they're making fun of me and saying, call this number, and it's your number. I screenshot it. So what you're having right now is my stalker trolls, these people that have been reported to the FBI a week ago, that have been posting our address and taking our pictures. That's these people that are calling in that I already told you about. I knew you were going to
get her
address.
Okay,
I'm going to drop them off. Okay, who is
how did these people get her address?
Because he posted a 911 call without my permission where it clearly gives my address.
How did the 911 call get made public? Somebody had to put it out there.
It's called hacking 101, hacking classes? I mean, really, sir? I've been proving hacking
now.
Okay,
I got a question. Since you evidently accused Jeff of being me.
Oh, God. These people are such
losers. Since you accused Jeff of being me.
All right. Diana, I'm going
to
have to. I mean, John,
okay,
just let them be.
It's only you and me. Okay, let's.
Yeah. Can we not take the calls anymore so I can tell my story? Because.
Yeah, please.
These are just trolls. These are my stalkers.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm dropping off everybody who is calling right now, and I want to hear the end of the story, what happened to you, and
these
what's going
trolls.
On in your life. Okay.
I sent you, Diana, I sent you the screenshot where they're making fun of me and you.
Okay, I'm not
I'll send it to you
calls.
Again.
Okay, can you please explain to us what's going on the rest of the story since yesterday?
Oh,
I'm not going to take
any calls. I mean, this
calls.
Was a great show. I mean, you just had it live.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
My... Now you see, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, people see this is proof that, you know, people are being targeted and what's going on around us, you know, and stuff like this.
I just got accused of being a fake one. I don't mean to laugh, but I have a federal case number that anyone can Google under Amy Sherone federal case. I literally won two cases against officers. I worked with Internal Affairs to put the so-called bad cops away. I have a case with the FBI. I have witnesses who have called the FBI. I have many police reports on these people, including Toby, who actually called the police, what, 2 weeks ago, Johnny? They told us and tried to do an emergency... She told the police to come do an emergency check on Johnny, that he was in danger, and the police were laughing, and that's the call you just took in, Toby Hewitt. I called the she's in Sacramento, California. I called the police, and they said, sadly, you got to make it with your own police department and then have them transfer it. And, of course, because I'm suing the police department, they didn't do it. But she is out of everyone, Toby's the worst, the one I just called in. No one threatened my life except for Toby. All the other ones are just photoshopping my picture and terrorizing me. Toby literally threatened to kill Johnny and I, literally impersonated cops saying, I'm coming to get you. I played it live on a video, and she's been terrorizing me since. So Toby Hewitt, that's okay, ma'am. I'm going to do the police report, and I have every intentions of putting you in jail. I have enough proof that you have been stalking me, harassing me, falsifying, impersonating cops, falsifying to call, waste the police time and saying that Johnny's in danger and all the junk you've been pulling. So Toby Hewitt, I won't go there, but anyone can look at her Facebook. I have it screenshot. She looks like she's on hardcore drugs. If she's not, then I don't know what's going on with her, but she does not. She looks very scary. That's all I'm going to say. And I've had nightmares over just her face in general. But no, she's threatened to kill my boyfriend and I. So she has no business calling the show. All
okay.
Right, on a lighter
okay,
note.
Dropped everybody.
I mean, I'm not trying to laugh, but this is, I mean, look, Diana, this is my everyday. If you only knew my story more, I'm not joking when I said my first day working on a TV show. By the way, we're doing a show helping homeless veterans. And my first day working where I was being filmed on the show, it's going to be aired in March. Two people came. One was a woman that I didn't recognize at all, and a Middle Eastern man that I didn't recognize. And they were filming me. They started shouting the same thing they're trying to say on the radio. I'm a fake. I'm like, here's a contract. I work for a TV show. She's a fake. Get rid of her. She's this. She's that. I mean, these people follow me around everywhere. Look, you didn't even give but a day notice about this radio show, and they probably would have called in the hundreds.
They keep calling, by the way.
Of course, they're going to keep calling because, I mean, look, they're going to, okay, this is what happened. This is when I first realized I was being targeted because it was never this bad. I did a video exposing evidence, and I had 18,000 in 9 days threats and harassing messages. 18,000. We met a detective. Toby was one of them. Someone named Bothwell or something was another. Wilbur actually, surprisingly, I mean, he gets on my nerves, but he's never threatened me. He does, like, obnoxious stuff because he's a journalist, and I guess that's some journalists get attention like that. But so I want to make it clear, Wilbur's not, like, one of these people that have, you know, really, truly sent, like, crazy threatening messages. Now, Johnny and I have moved seven since we've been together in less than a year over these people – claiming they're wearing wigs, that they're following us. They prove it. They take our pictures where we go. They even had pictures of us where we were applying for jobs. And I was told that Toby was very much part of that stalking. I can't prove it, but I know that out of everyone, she's probably the most dangerous, because I truly believe this woman is so far gone that she would hire someone to, like, off me. I mean, I truly believe that. I've told the police that. She has a very shady situation. She told me kids living with her. She was begging me for a $20 donation that she made to get me safe when I was a victim of a crime. And she wrote me these messages saying she couldn't feed her kids or get a baby seat. I have all the screenshots. Next thing I knew, she was saying she was going to kill me. She was saying she was a cop. She caused so much stress in Johnny and I's life that we actually almost broke up over it, because Johnny is such a private man. He doesn't like attention. He doesn't like cameras. He told me he might talk for a minute on the radio because he's a targeted individual for loving me. Mm-hmm. But the whole truth of the matter is, ever since we've been together, he's been robbed, beat up. He has a broken hand. He had a busted face. Anyone, you know what, Diana? I will put pictures of the black eye today, and you will see the intense swelling. You will see that there's no way makeup did that. And it's just pathetic that they would even call and insinuate that a man who was brutally robbed by three men, that was seen by, you know, he was seen at the police department. We met with internal affairs, and they're saying this is a hoax. These people are sick. I posted pictures of them with a cast on. Are they going to say that that cast is not real too? Give me a break. So this is what it's like to be a targeted individual. It's real. You can't work without being harassed. You can't live in your house without them posting your – anyone can YouTube it. It's a 911 call that somebody put public that was never public. The police department said contact the FBI about it. We were going to go today, but my friend's child is sick, so we're going, I believe, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday. Tomorrow we're filming for the TV show. These people like to show up and try to destroy things for me. I'm helping homeless veterans, and I'm sitting here being treated like that. Like this, it's sickening. I'm about love and peace. I'm about justice. I'm about good things. Evil won't win. These people are straight up, I don't know, something's off the rocker with these people, but I can't worry about it. But now you see, Diana, you see the real, I mean, I'm kind of glad it happened, because I don't think people realize how much I'm being cyber ganged every single day. Every single day. No joke.
Yeah, I believe you. I believe you definitely.
It's so bad that the police department, you know, told us to get cameras, which we did. It was so bad they came out here four or five, I can't remember, a couple days ago, and agreed that this really needs to be taken seriously. They said they're patrolling our area out of courtesy. And if they didn't believe that something was real, certainly they wouldn't do that. We've also been advised to meet with the Baytown, Texas Internal Affairs Department. We went the other day, and they were too busy. No, they didn't have enough men over the holiday situation. They said come back next week. So there's actually a lot of good going on, and the reason they're targeting me is they can't stand that good things are happening. That's the way they work.
Yes,
they want you to have
absolutely.
Your life destroyed.
Yes. Yes, that's the purpose. I know. I'm one of the targeted individuals, as you know already, so I'm dealing with the same things you're dealing.
Well, I warned you, Diana, that if you tried to help me, because, I mean, I wasn't trying to scare you, but I have 14 people that were dear to my heart in one way or another that have died in the midst of trying to help me or major witnesses in the last 9 years. So I went missing on purpose over, you know, all this hell. And I lost a lot of publicity because I chose to be nameless for 4 or 5 years. Now people are saying I was in a mental institution. That's a flat-out lie. I actually had a good officer that watched my back during that time that I went missing, and I stayed in a very small city, hardly any population, very small population. And the police knew who I was. They left, you know, they left me alone. So not all police are corrupted. But these people are spreading so many lies, and I've had good cops, I've had bad cops. I've had cops that have risked their career to try to protect me, and then I've had cops that have done everything but retaliate against me and treat me viciously. But I've always said I'm for good cops. I'm not out to get all the police out there. They think because I'm suing the police department in our third largest county, which is Harris County, they think that I hate all police officers. That's not true at all. That isn't true at all. But But I did get in a situation where I was targeted by some bad ones, and it gave me a negative feeling about Harris County, but I don't think all police are out to get me. That's absurd.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear there are so many people are going through the same thing, believe it or not, and as they told me too. It's not about you. It's not like you, because you, I'm trying to help you. I'm just, that's why I want to have that targeted individuals on my show, so I can see how we can help each other and how we can stop this, because these people shouldn't win. And like you said, hate and violence shouldn't overcome, you know, to find a way to stop this. We have to find a way to make a difference, because this is totally unacceptable, especially in a country like United States. We have to work together as a team.
I mean, that viciousness that you just heard on the phone, they didn't ask me like calmly a question. I knew, Diana,
yeah.
I'm so good at reading people. I knew just from the tone of their voice before they even, you know, started being rude to me, I could tell just from the tone they weren't good callers. But I know, I appreciate that you're, you know, actually I'm glad that you let them say what they need to say, because I'm going to, if you don't mind, this will all be provided to the FBI. These are the very people. Yeah, these are the very people that I have told the FBI about harassing me, stalking me. They make it their everyday life to try to make me miserable and destroy my huge federal lawsuit. To tell me I'm fraud when I'm in major news, when I have a federal lawsuit that is very brave to file, that I did pro se. The only reason right now it's on hold is I didn't file the $400 filing fee on a 33-page amended complaint, because I told the judge in, well, not in person, but in a letter, that I fear for my life. They say, why you keep getting robbed, making like acting like I'm lying. Let me make it very clear. Before I was 42 years old and my daughter was taken by CPS, I had never gone to jail. I had never accused the police of being out to get me. I had never been harassed and stalked by anyone. I was pretty much a normal girl living a really, really very blessed life. I had a great job, had a beautiful home. Most of all, I had the most perfect daughter. And I went from literally having like a very good background to these people making me out to look like a rapist, serial killer. I don't know, every single day trying to get the law after me, it seems like. They even were saying they were going to do a mental arrest on me. Or the police have said they've called and tried to say that I need to be arrested on mental charges and things like this. And they're just haters, Diana. They're everything we're not about. I'm about love. My dad, as you know, was a famous in his early days. He wrote hit music for very big name people like B.J. Thomas, Ronnie Millsap, Roy Head. You know, and thank God Wilbur said one thing that's totally true. My dad, I'm biased, but he was a very gifted man. And I'm devastated. Everything to my name has been taken from me. It hasn't been just Wilbur. A lot of people keep robbing me, and it doesn't matter, Diana. I have nothing but a suitcase to my name, but here's what's interesting. It doesn't matter how many times I caught a crime, Diana, I mean literally caught it live, whether it was a video or a hotel camera or a secret camera, doesn't matter. And do you know that every time the police said they were too busy to look at the camera, and you want to say I'm not caught up in some kind of good old boy corruption? Come on now. So if Wilbur's going to do the right thing, that would be a huge relief, because there's things money can't buy. I don't care if I lost the valuables. He said some druggies might have sold it. I can't cry about that. But what I do care about is my dad's music, sentimental jewelry that I bought my daughter, who I haven't seen once in 9 years now. I had her bracelets that were real that would probably still fit her today, because apparently she's a tiny built girl, and she probably has little wrists. Believe it or not, I have little wrists. And, you know, there's just things. There's a diary that meant a lot to me. There, my life was there, my videos and my European travels. I traveled to Paris and all these wonderful things that no one would think about me. That's somewhere in a box, and I hope I get some of it back.
I hope so.
It's very hard to have your life.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry this is going on, and it's totally unfair. It's ruining your life, and these people are all after you like a leech, just robbing you from everything, you know, from your hard work, from life, from everything you deserve.
Well,
I had a wonderful ex-husband who's European. He's Dutch. And he, you know, he had a he got a PhD in biochemistry. Then we went to D.C. area, and he got a patent law degree at GW Law School. But I was very blessed to, because he was Dutch, I did a lot of, you know, wonderful travels with him. Most people don't do things like that in their 20s. And I have nothing to prove to my daughter, like, hey, your mom actually had a really interesting life. Ironically, my mother has told me that my daughter's dream is to go to Paris. And I would love to be able to show her pictures of me with the Eiffel Tower. What mother wouldn't love to show her daughter something like that? It's her dream to go to Paris. I have nothing. The way I look at it is when my daughter finds me and sees me, which she will. I mean, of course she will. And, you know, I mean, she can't miss me. I'm on Google and YouTube like crazy lately, even more because of the harassers and cyber bullies. But she's going to have to see me for who I am today. Sadly, nothing to do with all the success I had before her, the wonderful choices I made, the wonderful jobs I have had. She apparently loves makeup from what I heard, and I was a national makeup artist for Christian Dior. I worked at MD Anderson 2 years, sponsored by Dior, doing makeovers on the terminally ill as well. I had a history that my daughter would have been very proud of. Would she be proud of this life where I'm being stalked and have to keep moving? Of course not. Wouldn't they love to throw this in her face? It's vicious.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, and I'm going to bring up one other thing, not because it's a big deal to me, but most women are kind of picky about their weight. I mean, it's just, well, at least in America, but I would think that's worldwide. But these people, just to tell you how vicious they are, and anyone can look it up. It's on YouTube or Google, whatever, or both. They have taken pictures of me and made me look like literally probably one of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how they do it. They change my nose, my eyes, my mouth. I'll send you stuff after the show to show you. And they've made me look like I'm literally anywhere from 250 to maybe 300 pounds. And they Photoshop everything. And I'm thinking, is this love? Is this kindness? Like, I've been through enough. Why are you – my daughter supposedly saw this stuff and got upset at school, and her friends are making fun of her. What kind of vicious people – would do that to a little girl who's not even 11. Like, she remembers me working in a mauling agency. I used to take her with me. And then she sees these pictures, and she's like, is it my fault? Why does mommy look like a monster today? I mean, that's just cruel. I don't look anything like these pictures. I'm not grossly obese. I'm proud to say that I'm a curvy woman. I'm proud for my age to be, you know, how I look, how I feel with all the stress I go through. I'm probably a size, I don't care to admit it, I'm probably a 13, 14, at almost 5'9", but I promise you the pictures they have, that they take my pictures and stalk me and then Photoshop and all that, I promise you I look like I'm a size like 20 or 21, which I don't have anything against larger women. But it's just all this hate going on in America that nobody seems to say, wow, I need to help her put a stop to this, because first of all, even if you were a obese woman, nobody deserves this.
Well, absolutely.
And it's just brutally cruel. There are people that would commit suicide over something like this. And they
think
it's funny.
It's not funny. They're sick people. They have substance abuse problems. And I don't know who is behind it, but I feel somebody supporting them, what they're doing. And I'm just about to find out, because I have been working for a while. Believe it or not, I lost my house. They were in my house. They were stealing. They were doing horrible things. People on substance abuse. And I moved from Seattle, Washington to California, and I lost everything. Like you, I came with a suitcase and my two dogs. So luckily, my daughter is a big girl. So, but they they're stalking her as well. It's terrible. They don't allow you to move in your life the way it should, and slander this. A lot of damage on your life, and I can hear you, and I can relate to your story, believe me.
Well, I just want to, this is actually kind of funny, but not, so they had called the police station and said that I am imagining that people are on the property, and I got a letter from a homeless man, I'm holding it, I'll screenshot it and send it to you, where he was on our property. They said, I imagined it. I was scared one night when I heard a lot of commotion, and Wilbur, it could be that he, you know, just doesn't know what he's talking about, but he did a video saying that I think that I hear things and all this. Here's a letter from a man that's in jail right now, personally, I think he's a nice man. I don't think I should give his name. That's rude. But it says, hello, you all. And it's to Johnny and I missed my bond appointment due to, I can't read his writing. I am in county jail till the 9th. Please try to keep my things safe. I'm sorry. Reestate my bond and probation. If you can please keep, I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't read his writing. I hope to see my thing soon. So we are known for helping the homeless. And unfortunately, I guess this man committed some theft. I don't know the details, but he is a brilliant man that used to make a lot of money, and everyone has a story. He does not do drugs. At least I've never seen him do drugs. I haven't even seen him drink. And the movie producer that we work for was helping him in a tiny house or whatever you want to call it temporarily. Well, he would give him a job. Well, I guess within days he was arrested. But what happened was one night I didn't realize he was on the property. I thought he was gone, and I was very scared, and I do believe I called the police. It was not me imagining anything. Here I have his letter, you know. And it's just these people just are relentless. I mean, they're just always saying that I'm crazy, that I'm imagining things. Let me tell you something, Diana. I listened to your story yesterday, and I was blocked from sharing the video on Facebook. I don't know if you saw my screenshots. But after I did the radio interview with you yesterday, I had like 50 messages from Facebook restricting me. I couldn't share the radio thing, so I couldn't let my friends know about today. And I had people that wanted to call on the show, but they couldn't even get the information I was sending them. It was a nightmare. But I'll tell you this. I saw they didn't shut it down off your Facebook, so it proves it's the same video. That's the one where you're defending me and telling your shocking story. It is. I can send it to you. It says it violates community standards. So my Facebook forbidden me from sharing it. I have this proof. All my videos and evidence proving my brutal injuries, proving my bruises, my horrible black eyes and things that I've been through where the police have never helped me, or some of them even, well, I don't want to get into it, but I have a horrible case of police brutality and misconduct things. But I tried to put the proof on Facebook, and Facebook said it violated the community standards. But here's what's interesting. I met with forensic scientist, and you know what he told me? He said these people are so good that they can actually act like Facebook just to drive you crazy, and it really isn't Facebook doing it.
Yeah.
So I do want to warn people on my Facebook, be careful, because these people somehow are getting my password, and they're blocking my closest friends. They're adding what I believe are the trolls. Probably these people calling in, I don't know. I caught 30 or 40 people that someone deleted that are my favorite people on Facebook. I screenshot proof. So welcome to the world of a targeted individual. I have no control of what I post. I have no control over what I can share. I have no control over my publicity. Most of my best stuff is missing, vanished. My radio, I did, 5 years of radio. I can't find any of it anymore. I mean, this is what they do. This is a targeted individual where they won't let you share your proof. They won't let you share your evidence. They want people to believe you're crazy. And then when you prove you're not, everything gets restricted. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is totally unacceptable, violates the freedom of speech of this country. And we need to do something about it. And I'm going to post my video from yesterday on your wall myself. And I'm going to do my best. And I couldn't hear the video you sent me yesterday in the messenger. So I didn't have time because I was working to let you know about that. And we should have to do something about it. Please continue to do what you're doing. And we are out of time. We have been off air for about 5-10 minutes. And I wanted to hear you about your new project. You said you are in a movie or something like this. If you can tell us in several words, what is this?
Yes, okay. We are working on it's kind of like a reality show. I don't want to use that word though, because that just doesn't sound right. But it's successful veterans helping homeless veterans, and they are going to have every opportunity to get their life together and a makeover if they have substance abuse, you know, some kind of mental health. You know, PTSD is a big problem for obviously veterans, especially homeless veterans. So here I am being hated on while we are doing everything possible to help homeless veterans. So that's what the show's about. It's an opportunity for successful veterans that I think are mainly restaurant owners, and they're going to give them